The Great Samoa Joe Conspiracy. Yes. So, very briefly, I've noticed this in the media, and it's kind of a laughable thing. We have no fucking idea why Samoa Joe was let go. The best guess is they just let him go because they had no use for him. It is possible he asked for his release, but the overwhelming theory amongst WWE marks is that WWE would not release, would not clear him to wrestle. So he decided to ask for his release. All you have to do is look at the booking to figure out that that's bullshit. Okay? He was not booked to wrestle, and we all know that he was, in fact, cleared. Maybe he wasn't cleared by WWE, but he was cleared. He was ready for wrestling. We know this. Okay? At least we have a better assuredness that he is able to wrestle than that we don't. There's no evidence for any of this. It's just rumors, right? And even the things I'm saying are just rumors, okay? But what it does show is the bias inherent in these podcasters, in these reporters, all right? Because it's a rumor that favors WWE, right? Oh, Samoa Joe wanted to wrestle, and WWE, because they care so much about their wrestlers, which I'm sure the entire history of WWE has proven to you. They won't let him wrestle because their doctors say that he's not well, or he's not able to, he's not cleared. Yeah, so he wanted his release. Oh, good for Samoa Joe. Now, maybe this is true. If this is true, and Samoa Joe decides he wants to risk it and do something different and go out with some glory, good for him, I suppose. But we have no fucking idea. And I just think it's funny that these rumors in the media start because they are, at their root, WWE positive rumors. It would not surprise me at all if the WWE themselves planted these rumors. However, as I said in a previous rant, wrestling manufactured consent, you don't even need that. Not anymore. Not when so many fans have only known Vince McMahon and the WWE. This is the sort of thing that builds up in their head. And I know that because I also have weird crap that builds up in my head from other things, but not from this. I could see through this. So anyway, I just thought that was funny. The Samoa Joe conspiracy theories, they're great. AEW did a huge rating again, and that's massive and important, but I have not watched AEW because I got home really late from work. So when I do, I will say something about it. Until then, enjoy everyone losing their fucking mind as they continue to underestimate AEW. Thank you for listening to my rant. You can follow me at Leftendo on Twitter. Adios. Bye-bye. See ya.